Yo, look at that Subaru. That's a beauty, ain't it? High mileage, but it is what it is. All right, y'all, I'm here to give y'all a quick update on some Uber Eats driving today. Today was a horrible day, but I'm gonna keep up the hustle. I had to shut it down after 4.5 hours. It was longer than that. 5.5 hours of driving. So I did about 63, 64 miles and only got $27. That's pretty bad, but here's what made things worse. So the first order, $6. I'm like, all right, whatever. Nothing too crazy. I go in the restaurant, takes about 10 minutes. I'm like, all right, that's some time, you know, eat it. I was like, okay, well, I could make up for that. Then I kept getting $3, $2, and $4 orders coming in. I'm like, huh, that is fascinating, interesting. I tried, like, declining most of them because I'm like, bro, that's nothing. And then they're having you drive a long ways. So now this is the crazy one. I had to go to Home Depot. Like, no, this was the order. Go to Home Depot for $4 and pick up some cinder blocks. 24 cinder blocks. So I was like, I'm not putting 24 cinder blocks in this thing. So I had to cancel that. I was like, why is that even in here? Bro, that needs to be for a truck or something. 24 cinder blocks is crazy. So then the last order is just what set me off. So I'm sitting here driving to an unfamiliar area, right? And I had no idea where anything was. So I asked this dude, he's sitting down, looks like he's just chilling on the phone, talking with someone. I just casually walk over and say, hey, yo, excuse me, sir, you mind if I ask you a question? And then he said, excuse you, yo, I'm on the phone. And I'm like, bro, I just wanted to ask if you could give me a quick direction. I'm a little lost. He said, no, you are rude. I'm like, I'm rude. And he just got it all disrespect. I can't remember the rest. So I just walked up like, all right, sorry, bro, whatever. So I shrugged it off. And I'm just sitting here like, it's crazy how upset and angry folks are, whatever they're going through in their life. Don't let it get to you. Sometimes it will, but I'm here to say you're going to have those rough days. I'm having a rough one now, but I'm going to still keep on the hustle. But I mean, the job market has been terrible. 11 interviews. I'm still out here. You know, I don't know the meaning of give up. Mr. Yaj keeps it funky. But dang, I don't know what cookie was crumbling the wrong way for this dude, but he was angry. I'm like, dang, bro, I just wanted to ask you a simple question. I'm like, okay, sorry to interrupt whatever your day was. Good luck, sir. But nah, it's unfortunate that that's the way the world has come, but I'm going to keep on hustling, and y'all stay safe out there. All right, Mr. Yaj out. Peace.